Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Martin Davalos, Blake Baggett, Justin Hill, Darren Durham, and Tyler Rattray, we make champions. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit, we race.
All right, Chad Reed, A3. We're the last people in this parking lot. Thank you for hanging out. I appreciate it. Your semi's gone.
I'm going to get in, too.
Okay. Yeah. The race, talk about the race. I guess, first off, some people are upset, saying you caused another wreck. What did you see? How do you think about that?
I mean, there's so much I can do when I'm on the inside and JB tries to jump on the inside of Alessi, and I'm already there. So,
I haven't seen the video, so I can't.
Similar crashed 2 weeks in a row, but last week was, both incidents were totally racing incidents. I had the same thought process as what JB did. You know, I was already on the inside and up against the bale, and he, you know, jumped across and tried to, you know, get to the inside of Alessi, and I was already there. So, bummer, really. I mean, the feeling of getting a win tonight and was there. So I was bummed, but I was, you know, onwards and upwards, I guess. And I was happy with my ride, to be honest with you. I felt like I put my head down and came back, and to be able to get back in the top five and is good. I mean, I just rode like a busted ass last week. So, and to finish 12th last week when I should have been, you know, able to ride back into the top five like I did this week. So I'm happy. We're taking a lot of positives away from today. We made great gains with the bike, and I think we're going the right way, and it's the good time. We're going into San Diego.
Yeah. Brayton, to be fair, Brayton said a racing incident, didn't think anything of it, but like I said, others are complaining. I haven't seen the video. Let's talk about last week. Were you hurt? What was the deal with last week? Because we all did think you could ride quicker to the front.
Just
Hit your head or whatever?
No, I didn't get hurt at all. I didn't have the feeling, you know. Like, I think, honestly, it just comes down to me not having a good feeling with the bike and struggling and putting yourself in a bad position on the ground. So, just couldn't find comfort, couldn't find a rhythm to come forward. So, just rode like a douchebag pretty much the whole race.
Nice battle with Short tonight.
Yeah.
You're going at it.
Unfortunately, yeah. I think if I had have got in him a little earlier, maybe I think I really could have got onto the back of, you know, the kind of fourth, third place guys. Right. So, a little disappointed that I kind of got stuck behind Shorty there for, just the track, the rhythms, and the way it was difficult. I can't wait to get to San Diego and get the hell out of California.
Yeah, no one liked the track tonight. No one I've spoke to, anyways. Maybe Dungy. Suspension. So where are we on the bike? Are we happy? Are we good? Are we still testing?
We're still testing. Yep. We're
big meeting right now after the words. So I'm guessing not all is happy.
No, I mean, honestly, I'm leaving here a hell of a lot more confident than I have. For the final practice today, we took I would say a pretty risky gamble. Mm-hmm. I know Oscar and Sergio were kind of scratching their heads and, maybe a little nervous walking down into the tunnel and thinking what the hell was going to come off, you know, the stab at what we took at it. So I think it was a good stab. It was a good educated guess. And, you know, we ran some things on the bike today to get a better understanding of what we're doing on racetracks. You know, it's one thing to ride at the Honda track all week and then show up on race day. So I think it's safe to say that what works at the Honda track doesn't work at the racetrack. I think you'll see some things on our bikes for the rest of the season, and I think that'll help us be a better race team and make educated guesses rather than just shooting in the dark.
Yeah, this is where all those smart guys you hire, that where we all wonder, what are you doing with all those smart guys? This is where it pays off. You put some data acquisition on, and you really learn some stuff.
Yeah, I think, for me, honestly, everybody's bikes look horrible this year, honestly. I don't think anyone's bikes are good. The issues that I'm feeling, I'm seeing in other people's bikes. Some people are young and can just make it happen. Mm-hmm. And I envy that.
You were there once.
I don't know if I ever was, because I've always had to be comfortable to win. Mm-hmm. So kind of hate that about myself. But I think, with myself being picky and a badass group of guys behind me, I think that we've been testing a hell of a lot more than any of us want to. Couldn't tell you the last time that I did a moto. We're just being testing in circles, and I think at times all scratching our head and thinking, what the hell's going on? But I really think that we took some educated guesses today, and we're going in the right direction, and that's a good time, because I'm ready to leave these guys and head home and have a practice bike and no one to test with. So I'm excited to just get home to Florida and get back to my normal routine, and I think we're good. I think we're quietly a little better than everybody else, because I think the things we learned the last couple of weeks have been positive.
Yeah, but now you got to pass all that over to Honda, which is your main competitors. But anyways, hey, you got fifth tonight, but I think you won the gear of the night, so congratulations on that. Sharp looking stuff.
I saw a tweet from you yesterday. Yeah. I showed Beaks, and Beaks was a little emotional about his.
No, it was good.
They had their Fox Limited Edition this week, and I said, we got Kenny covered, but yeah. Kenny won, so that sucks.
Last thing, JT, 1-1-1, he went out a champion. I'm sure you got that text or that tweet from him.
Yeah. I didn't get a tweet, but I did get a text. And is that it? Is he claiming career over now? Like he's literally not going to race anymore?
That seemed that way. He said 1-1-1 to me. I went out like a champion that I am.
I mean, because he's retired here in the U.S., but I didn't know that he was calling it quits in Germany. I mean, dude, he's like a god over there. So I don't even think it was in Germany this week. I think it was in
Finland
or something like that.
Whoever had $200 to offer him, he went.
Right, right. So, I don't know. JT, I got the same text that you did probably, and my text back was better, but I can't talk about that one.
All right, thanks, man.
Hey, thanks.
All right, thanks for